Here right now from Proceed, Dave Gertz joins us. Is it halftime at a Bison game already? No, Dave Gertz is here. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing great, Mick.
Yeah.
It's really busy right now.
Isn't it amazing how many people are here today?
Well, you know, you put all the water in and there's no pre-pile on beets and there's no dry beans being harvested. There's nothing to do but come to Big Iron.
Just, hey, can't do anything. Let's go to Big Iron.
You bet.
So, now, what are, at the Proceed booth here, you've got a big gathering of...
You bet. And people are stopping left and right and asking questions. And, of course, the number one question I'm getting is my corn going to make it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if we can get 52-pound corn, we can market it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it hasn't froze yet. And, you know, it's not in the forecast to freeze. And we'll wait and see.
We'll just make it.
And, you know, the attitude of the farmers is really pretty good. I mean, nothing you can do. I mean...
Farmers have resolved to that fact that, whether it's prices, trade, issues, policy, the weather.
Right.
It's like a poker game. Mother Nature keeps dealing out bad cards, though.
Well, but how many years has she dealt good cards?
Yeah, not less than half.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
and, you know, we have a pretty resilient group of producers today, and expenses are higher than they have been in the past, but you know, yields are way better than they have been in the past too.
Yeah,
and we're, you know, it's kind of the way it is. It's. Well, and there's some troubles out there. Of course, the new two-row barley germinates, you know, in a couple of days, and they're running some issues. And, you know, we got some problems with some wheat in some areas, but we got other areas, you know, the first sample was bad, and they put it in the bin, and they take a sample in, and, geez, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you don't win all the time, but, you know, we sure like to, and that's what we're shooting for, and it's... I think we'll be okay in the end.
All righty. Well, you gave us the number one question that farmers are asking. The number two question is, how do I fill my hopper come harvest time?
Oh, yeah, we got quite a good program going there. Getting a Yeti cooler and purchasing either two varieties or one variety of corn or beans or sunflowers or canola. And, you know, stop by our booth or, you know, check us out on proceed.net and, it's all in the program, and it's pretty simple to do. And this year we've paired up with Ace Hardware, and the certificates for the different items that you can be rewarded with are at Ace Hardware. And you can buy anything you want at Ace Hardware. It doesn't have to be anything specific, but it's really a pretty good program. It's pretty exciting.
That's better than, just say, hey, we're going to give you a gun or a whatever this
Correct.
Year.
Yeah.
This is an option. You know, farmers can pick what they want.
And everybody has different needs. And, you know, we have a fairly young generation of farmers. And let's face it, some of these farmers have kids and they have items that they can help their family with, too.
Yeah.
Or something that the wife wants. I mean...
Everybody
she's an integral part of the operation also.
Absolutely. Everybody goes to the hardware store.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So on the Proceed plot tours that you got coming up here, the field days, what's looking good? What numbers really performed this year?
Well, you know, the genetics in soybeans is really changing. You know, we've got the GT27, which is a Liberty Roundup trait. We've got the Enlist, which is a collated 2,4-D and Liberty product. We've got the Extend product, which is the Banville Roundup product. So it's very, very exciting with the items we have, and we're seeing some reductions in input costs and the cost of the seed. Our prices aren't out quite yet, but will be shortly, and they look to be in the favor of the farmer.
Yeah.
On the corn side, we've got a new 1787 corn, which is an 87-day. We've got a 1974 variety, which is a 74-day variety that's looking real good. There's some really good material out there. We've got some new sunflower traits and varieties. We're looking at a straight cut canola variety. So there's a lot of terrific things coming from ProSeed.
Well, I'll say. Now, farmers are being asked to use more diversity in weed management, and with all of the traits available in soybeans now, that's the answer to that problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, there's no absolutely zero resistance to Liberty. Mm-hmm. Man, you spray Liberty, you got a dead plant. There's some issues with, you know, you got to have the right weather conditions with, to make Liberty work right. But, you know, we plant soybeans, we spray our soybeans a little bit later and the weather conditions are warmer. As, same thing in the canola, you know, with the Liberty trait. We don't see it in the corn as much because the corn is always sprayed early.
Yes.
But it's looking very good. I mean, it's a very exciting time in agriculture.
Excellent. All righty. Well, how do producers either jump on the program or get a hold of you there at ProSeed,
well,
Dave?
Well, just call, go online. There, you know, the different DSMs are listed on there, ProSeed.net. Or you can call me. It doesn't matter where you're from. I'll direct you in the right direction. That's 302-0356.
All right. 701-302-0356. I've called that before you answered.
I never turn my phone off. It's on at all times unless I'd, like with you right now, it rang again, but I didn't answer it.
Right.
So I will call you back.
Okay, super. All right, Dave Gertz of ProSeed, thank you so very much. And the website for getting all the info is?
ProSeed.net.
Gotcha. All righty. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Always good talking to you, Mick.
Likewise. Thank you. Dave Gertz of ProSeed.